I have to overcome the hurdle of teaching people what this protein is and how special it is. Then I've got to try to talk about how it is different than other products. I didn't know that I had to follow regulatory rules. I said, I'm going to grow hair. I'm going to make lashes longer. Made $11,000 the first year, $3 million the second year, $7 million the next year, went up to $17 million before I hired my first employee.
This is the ProCo 360 podcast for people who love Colorado and love hearing from Colorado's most inventive and successful entrepreneurs. I'm Dave Tabor. This episode is with Leah Garcia, founder and CEO of Neulastin, a company that develops and sells direct-to-consumers clinically proven solutions for thinning hair, sparse lashes and brows, and compromised skin. In over 170 episodes of ProCo 360, Leah is the first CEO in this category, so I am super excited to explore this business and industry with her. I met Leah through ProCo 360's partnership with Denver Angels, where Neulastin is a portfolio company. So Leah, glad you're here with me on ProCo 360.
What an honor to be the first of this category.
I'm going to dig into it soon, but I am fascinated. I'm intrigued with your product category, so it's going to be fun.
It's a different version of the beauty category. We say we're reinventing beauty with science, but the formula was really science-based, and it just so happened that we landed in the beauty category. So it would be called a cosmetic. It is definitely a product line that is a treatment line for lashes, brows, hair, and skin.
Cool. We're going to talk about that and all the crazy curiosities that I have about your industry. Hey, by the way, ProCo 360 listeners, stick around to the end of the episode because Leah has a promo code for you. So are you ready, Leah?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. So you started already talking about sort of the foundational aspects, the origin aspects of your company. So talk about that.
Neulastin was introduced to me as a concept of elastin replenishment, which I immediately identified with. Having been in the television industry for a number of years, being a woman that was aging in the television industry, as well as direct response commercials, I was looking for a product that would be a consumable, deliver on the promise, and that actually worked. That was the thing. Yeah. So elastin is a protein that we adults lose after about the age of 20, which means every year of our lives it diminishes. And there was really no solution from a hair care or skincare product line to address that loss of elastin. So Neulastin was born of that. And my original formulator had worked for Amgen and so had been working with recombinant DNA proteins. Super sciencey. I didn't even know what a recombinant DNA protein was. I just knew I needed elastin. And if I needed it, other people did too.
Yeah, you left a huge gap between what you were doing and where you got to starting a company. Because you told me before we got started, you were doing sideline reporting for pro rodeo or pro bull riding, right? So how do you go from there? And tell me about that for a second. And then how do you go from there to actually deciding to start this company?
Pick your parents well. I grew up on a ranch, and everything in my upbringing was about performance, animals, rodeo, livestock, making sure that they're healthy, that they're vibrant, that they're living. And so ultimately, I had moved over to Europe, came back, started racing mountain bikes back in the day when mountain bike racing was really at its height and its peak. And the opportunity opened up for me to take over the ESPN job for sideline reporting. I thought, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then years later, the Calgary Stampede was being covered. And they said, we want you to go up there and work the Calgary Stampede. And that also sounded fun. I did that. And I asked them, why don't you have me cover rodeo? And they said, well, what do you know about rodeo? Well, as a matter of fact, I knew a lot. So then I just became the shoe-in for the entire Western sports world with my sideline reporting and landed myself at the Professional Bull Riders Tour for 18 years.
Wow. But how do you go from doing that to starting a company around elastin?
Well, it's not that far-fetched when you think about it. During my tenure...
I'm trying to think about it, and I... Yes.
During my tenure as a reporter, It's a weekend gig. So I would travel every weekend, 200 days a year. That's where I got my million-mile flyer status with United, was on the road constantly. First thing I did years ago is I started in-room fitness programming. So I had this, I love entrepreneurialism, and I was never just satisfied to sit still. So I started in-room fitness programming and really introduced myself to infomercials. And during this time, I started working for HSN, selling direct to consumer, being a host for some of the most successful infomercials in the world. The latest was the Contour Core Sculpting System. So I was an ab model. But hear me out. Here's where the transition happened. When you get a taste of making a difference in people's lives through a product that delivers on the promise, that really works, you want more of that. And I was instrumental in helping bring that company Contour from zero, because it was at the beginning, to $220 million in a very short period of time.
I'm going to get us off track, but I can't resist. Did that thing really work?
Yes, it did.
Come on. No.
It is. It's EMF science-based. You sit there and it contracts the muscles. I would get so sore from using that belt. I haven't used it since. I probably actually should again.
All right. I'm just going to let that one drop. So I got the backstory. Now, talk about, you know, what made you decide to start Elastin? What even gave you the notion that you could start a product like this?
Again, I was so eager to do something meaningful in my life as an entrepreneur. And in a way, I was looking for an opening. I was looking for a gap in the industry. And so when I was introduced to Neulastin and the Elastin Replenishment, I really did do my research, and there was nothing on the market. And I was so eager to do it that I bootstrapped the entire business. I mortgaged my house. I lived in a camper trailer. Okay, it was an Airstream, so it was a nice trailer.
Yeah.
But had a storage unit where I was keeping my product. I would travel on the weekends to go to my PBR gigs for the CBS shows, and I would come back and I would work on the business. And everything, I taught myself everything. But it meant that much to me that I put this in people's hands. So that's how it started.
So the idea was that you felt yourself aging, you saw yourself aging, you decided that you had to have a product to stop it? Is that where did the idea come from?
The wrinkle part, yes. When I saw myself on high definition television, that doesn't lie. You see the wrinkles and you think, okay, maybe I should quit drinking so much tequila at night and start paying attention to my skincare routine and my routine. But being in television, oftentimes I would start putting fake eyelashes on to just get my eyes to pop. And back in the day, I was a overplucker from the 90s from my brows. So I had one woman one time write into the network saying, "Your brows scare me."
Huh.
And when a woman says that to another woman, you pay attention. And my hair was on autopilot, but it was really my lashes and my brows. So those were my first products. I called it the low-hanging fruit that I brought to market. And it just so happened I hit the industry at a really, really good time. And it was a well-received product. I didn't know how well it would do, but it did.
You just decided, okay, there needs to be a product. Then what? Did you find somebody to make it for you? Or did that product already exist and you had to kind of take it from there?
The scientist that I had originally met was formulating out of his personal lab, and I was getting scrappy, figuring out how to maneuver through all of the regulatory requirements that were needed to bring a product to market. And I may not have done it all perfectly right out the gate, but...
So how'd you find this guy who was making it out of his personal lab?
Friends of friends, scientists know scientists. It's really a small world. The Elastin space is really, really small. So if you would let me just fast forward, I am no longer working with that particular scientist, but I have found the foremost scientist in the Elastin space. His name's Dr. Felipe Jimenez. I had him start to rework my formulations a few years ago when he was at a cosmetic lab, and he is now our president and chief science officer, and this man is so brilliant and so renowned. We have 24 U.S. issued patents to our name at Neulastin right now. And just this year, we have four patent pending applications. And when you turn around and you come back and you're like, what are you doing, Felipe? He's working on another patent.
Yeah.
He can't help himself. He's that good.
So now, is he your employee?
He is.
Really?
He is.
All right. Excellent. Now, I want to ask you about testing. I mean, if your product takes weeks to show results, and then they become predictable over that period of time, how do you test these things without taking forever?
It seems like it takes forever. Yeah. If you do it right, the first thing you want to do is put a prototype in place. So you get a product and then you socialize it among friends and family and you test it and you see, is it working? Are you seeing results? Do you like what is happening? Then you go to a study where you get the number of participants in there, and that's when you do the full clinical study, at least if you're a science-based brand.
Is that the right term for this? These products don't have to be FDA approved,
nope.
Right? So clinical trial, is that still the right phrase?
Only if you're a company like Neulastin.
Really?
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Because talk to that. Why do you say that?
Because if you want me to throw an air punch, there's a lot of companies that are out marketing us because they'll show qualitative data from a study that might look like, hey, Dave, after using this product, how did you feel? Oh, I felt great. Versus, Dave, I have a number of hair follicles that we've counted at the beginning of the study and or quantitative data that shows exactly length, depth, width, etc. So that's a study that's based on science with the clinical study, with the clinical participants. The other one's a perception study. We did one of those also.
Yeah, yeah.
But we put first and foremost clinical data at the top of our agenda.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you clarified. I've got three foundational questions about this industry. When I put that, I'm like, I got three skepticisms. No, that's not right. Foundational questions is how I'm going to word it. But first, listeners, stick around for those. You're listening to ProCo 360, named Best Colorado Business Podcast the last 4 years. I'm your host, Dave Tabor, and this is the podcast for people who love Colorado and the stories of Colorado businesses and entrepreneurs. My guest today is Leah Garcia, founder and CEO of Neulastin. Hey, thanks to our sponsors. Kinsley Meetings is our longest running sponsor. Their business is growing based on a great reputation for planning and conducting meetings all over the world. Also via technologies, thanks to them for hosting ProCo 360 and all the great help their team gives me around managing the website, Colorado Biz Magazine, and our partnership is one of building our audiences together. Finally, Denver Angels, as you heard earlier, we're partnering to feature great Colorado companies like Neulastin. So go to ProCo360.com and check out these partners. Okay, Leah, to my three foundational questions. First one is, you know, thinking industry-wide, there is, I think, always a question of, you know, do these products, how many of these products work? You know, what's your take on the question around efficacy in your space?
When I first started, someone said, oh, it's just another snake oil.
Ah,
right?
So yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
okay.
people say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame people for being cautious, doubtful, skeptic, because the reality is it's just a lot of product that's too much hype and not enough substance. So what I would say to anyone listening is if you think that there's a product that does what it says, read the labels, go and look at their scientific studies. One of the things we do at Neulastin is we put our studies on our website. We don't just say we've got a study, contact mm-hmm. the company for more data.
Yeah.
I found one of those the other day and I dug deep to try to find it, but I couldn't.
Huh.
If you can't find the study that they're referencing, chances are it's not a study.
Hmm. Okay, so now I did dig a little bit, and I did some research separate from your website, and in fact, the Cleveland Clinic, I found, has a website that talks about establishing a skincare routine as a recommended behavior. They say that certain skin creams with specific ingredients may reduce the appearances of wrinkles, help restore damaged skin. Products containing hydrolyzed elastin may also help your skin look younger. And what strikes me is these reports always have the phrase like may do whatever or helps improve whatever. You know, going so why do claims have to be so soft if these products are real?
That ask the FDA that question. If we were a prescription company, if you are not a cosmetic should not impact the structure and function of the human body. So every ad that you see that is walking the right line from a regulatory perspective needs to put the visibly improves, may improve, helps promote. So you'll see this language on our entire website because we need to follow the rules. It is the way it is. If not, we would be a prescription company, and that's a whole different set of regulations.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense. And, you know, I think it's notable, too, that on your website, you have 100% guarantee. You don't have to return the product, even if you don't like it. You just say, didn't work for me, and that's that, right?
I'm so proud of that 100% performance guarantee. When I first started this business, since we are talking about entrepreneurialism, I took Swiss Army bags. Remember I told you I traveled 200 days a year?
Yeah, yeah.
I was so obsessed with Swiss Army bags because they had a lifetime performance guarantee. If one of my zippers broke, I could contact the company and they would replace the zipper or they'd send me a new bag. It was phenomenal. So I said, when I start a company, it's going to be like the Swiss Army bag of companies. So my customers know that they can take as much time as they want to get the results that they're looking for. I would rather have them get results than me make $70, $50, $100 off of them. I will oftentimes give them product so that they get the results that they're looking for, because once you do, that's when life changes for you. And results start, you'll start seeing it, reality, seeing about 6 weeks. The clinical studies that we've done show that by 12 weeks, the results double for your lashes and your hair, but for your brow serum, results triple by week 12.
Wow.
So you have to stay the course. This isn't a quick fix.
Okay. And so I think that goes nicely into my second targeting question, which is that, and I suspect that the women I know aren't outliers, Leah, but they have cabinets full of partially used products that were replaced with something newer, maybe more interesting. And that makes me wonder how much customers really believe in the products they're using versus sort of buying some new novelty attribute.
Consumer behavior has definitely changed, and you'll see people chasing shiny objects. They like the packaging. They hear something, some buzzword of a particular ingredient, and they want to get that. Or what I've often seen is that either their dermatologist, or they've gone in to have some sort of a treatment, and the doctor may recommend a particular product, and then, of course, they're going to take that home. I would recommend stay the course, again, with one product and see it through. Don't jump around too much. But if you do have a favorite skincare product, keep using it. I would recommend that you use Neulastin as your first line of defense, because none of those other products are addressing your loss of elastin and taking care of that elastogenesis that you need.
Okay. I think that's a pretty solid answer. All right. Third question for you. And this is more of amusing, really. But could I purchase like a cheap generic product, even a big tub of it from Walgreens or whatever, and repackage it in a beautifully done branded package? And would people, and charge like triple, would people just eat it up because of the branding and sort of what they want to happen?
Oh, I'm trying really hard to stay PC right now. Yes is probably the answer. When I was first starting, a colleague of mine whose father worked at Revlon said to me, you know, the packaging costs about five times more than the ingredients.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe that, because at the time I was paying so much with my cost of goods to fill one of the containers, because mind you, in our hair serum, in our brow, in our lash serum, the recombinant DNA proteins cost more per ounce than most people's houses. Super expensive products. So by the time I bundle my cost of goods, that's the most money that I'm spending. The packaging is secondary, although I had to step it up over the years and put together beautiful packaging too. So to answer your question, yeah, I think we could put it in a really fancy container, charge 10 times as much. And some people think that paying more means better quality.
Okay. Cool. Well, you've answered my three deep down yearning questions. So thank you. All right. I got another question though, because you and I are sitting here and I think most conversation around products in this category revolve around women. And I know you sell for men too, but to what extent are you selling to men versus women? Yeah.
We're seeing about 20% of our web visitors in the male category. I've tried to be gender neutral because Elastin is universal for all mammals. It won't change. And the hair care category, which is the most successful of our line, really impacts both men and women, and it is gender neutral. And what I love about the hair care treatment is we've identified Dr. Felipe Jimenez, who I already talked about earlier. He was able to rediscover some science that had been long forgotten and or overlooked in the industry because he is just what he'll call a science nerd when it comes to elastin. So every one of our hair follicles is anchored in elastin. It's got an elastin root system. We often think of it in the skin, but it's elastin that envelops and anchors your hair follicle, which means less shedding and less fallout. Without that, no matter what product men, women, or anyone is using in the market, they can't go past that vellus hair, that very small early hair, to the terminal hair, which is what stays in.
So are men starting to buy more? Do men think about purchasing these products differently?
Oh, you've never met my husband? He's such an Amazon secret shopper. I think men are out on Amazon shopping 24/7. And once they figured out how that buy button works, they're on it. But yes, women make the decision for men, but men want the product. Oftentimes, you won't see. But we do have a pretty large proportion of men on our Amazon store.
Oh, I didn't see. So you're on Amazon as well. Yes. I thought you sold only through your website, but you're selling through Amazon as well.
Yes, we have a storefront on Amazon.
It's a storefront. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you had any trouble with counterfeits on Amazon?
No. And I would knock on wood if I didn't want to make an extra noise.
Yeah. Okay, good. Now, your website talks about how new Elastin products inspire confidence. They help a builder have radiant confidence. And so, you know, it seems like, you know, the old story is true in your case too. People don't buy the product, they buy how the product makes them feel. You know, how does that resonate with you?
In marketing, if you can't put the words you get in front of whatever you're saying, the customer doesn't care. And what I mean by that is, hey, Dave, you get thicker, more beautiful hair, and not, oh, we have a product that anchors your hair. You don't care. You don't care what we've got. That's an after fact. But what you care about was, what is it going to do for me? How's it going to make me feel? Am I going to see results? Can I wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and feel good about myself? And more importantly, does this product improve my life? And I believe that it does, because it's not superficial. When you are giving people back identity, and when you've lost your eyebrows, when you've lost your lashes, if your hair is thinning, not only does it devastate your self-confidence, but it makes you lose your identity. And I've had people say, thank you for giving that back to me. And the people who are dealing with Hashimoto's, thyroid, post-chemotherapy treatments, all of the conditions that are happening, and the stress. And we're talking to business owners right now, but may I say that my hair started falling out when I was launching this company because of the stress that I was under. And I had a bald spot on top of my head, but it's stressful these days, starting a business, running a business, dealing with trying to keep it profitable. So I would say to all of your customers, if you are suffering from stress, if you're keeping odd hours, if you're working too much, that work-life integration isn't hitting you, then you owe it to yourself to help fight that with Elastin Replenishment.
Wow. Now, let's not turn this into an infomercial, shall we? So, listeners, reminding you, this is ProCo 360, named Best Colorado Business Podcast of the last 4 years. I'm your host, Dave Tabor, and this is the podcast for people who love Colorado and the stories of Colorado businesses and entrepreneurs, speaking with Leah Garcia, founder and CEO of New Elastin. Go to ProCo360.com to subscribe to the newsletter, read my blog, link to sponsors, and catch the books I'm listening to on Audible. So, let's talk about your growth. Because it's been, I suppose, pretty strong. And I want to start, well, first, how has your growth been since you got started?
I bootstrapped the company in 2016, but I didn't have enough money to buy containers. By 2017, I put out an Indiegogo campaign to get money for that first packaging run. And then after that, I produced some videos, bought my first Meta Facebook ad, made $11,000 the first year, $3 million the second year, $7 million the next year, went up to $17 million before I hired my first employee.
Wow.
And
were you making money at that point?
Oh my gosh. It was ridiculous. I was making because I was the only employee that I had. And so the beauty of that was that I was thinking of what I could do for the customers. I was conceptualizing, how can I do fun promo boxes? What can I do as gifts for them? It really gave me an opportunity to give back to the community, to be able to volunteer more, to be able to give more to the customers. I wanted to make everyone happy while they were getting results. And it was just, for me, the most fun part of the venture. And then I hired employees.
Yeah, that changes the mix, doesn't it?
It did change the mix. I love working with a team, but it's a different dynamic, and it's definitely taken my energy and put it in a different direction than what it was before when I was just freewheeling.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you know, you've talked about the differences between New Lastin and other products that claim to have similar benefits or that other customers can use for similar things they want. Benefits, right? So you've talked about how New Lastin is different, unique, and so forth, but how do you go about differentiating it in the marketplace where customers sometimes have more trouble figuring out the difference between one product and the next?
It's probably been my biggest challenge. Yeah. Number one, I've got a science-based brand that's based on Elastin. If you walk down the street and you say, hey, what's Elastin? People don't even know what that is. So one, I have to overcome the hurdle of teaching people what this protein is and how special it is. Two, then I've got to try to talk about how it is different than other products. No other product is addressing the loss of elastin, as I've mentioned, but no other product is anchoring the hair. So I'm trying to find a simpler communication route to let people know that the innovative power of Elastin is what sets our company apart. And we really are the leaders in the space because we have a moat built around us with our patent portfolio and what we have. But as you and I've talked about, consumers often don't care about that initially. That needs to be a must-have later, but it's not the first thing that makes them stop scrolling.
It's, you know, you mentioned the term snake oil way at the beginning of our conversation. And I think consumers are so used to seeing claims and all kinds of fabricated stuff that it's got to be hard to cut through that noise. They all say they're science-based, don't they?
Oh, everyone does. That's why I say, if someone says science-based, I'm going to go look for it. I want to see what that science, peer-reviewed, double-blind studies, is this science-based? If you can find it, are there journal articles? But I do have to tell you a funny story. When I was first getting started, this is the beauty of why, as an entrepreneur, you should just go for it. Talk about getting your hand slapped. When I first started with that Indiegogo campaign, I didn't know that I had to follow regulatory rules. I said, I'm going to grow hair. I'm going to make lashes longer. And I had all these claims. And so after 2 days of launching my Indiegogo campaign, the whole thing got shut down. I tried to get a hold of Indiegogo. I stalked him on LinkedIn. I chased him down. I literally, just like that movie Joy, I drove to San Francisco. I parked in front of the building. I snuck my way up to the top floor. I walked in, folded my arms, and demanded an answer. And I was like, why did you shut down my campaign? At the end of the day, you know what? It was on me. I was the one who misrepresented with these regulatory claims, and it was the credit card company that had shut me down.
Wow.
And I was so humbled and so tickled. I just thought, okay, Leah, that shows you're aggressive and you want this badly, but now you've learned a really good lesson.
Yeah, that's a great story. Now, I also noticed that I didn't see celebrities or influencers. Did I miss it, or is that just not part of your strategy?
Ooh, I wish it could be part of my strategy. I consider myself the charismatic personality of the product line. And in reality, you need to have authenticity. So a celebrity is great if they really believe in the product. I'd love an influencer bump if somebody is truly really using the product, but I don't want to just pay somebody to represent and have them not have a heart and soul, because what we are at New Lastin is real science, real people, real results, and real responsibility. And it would be misaligned if we just hired a celeb. Plus, with the way that people can make products right now, every celebrity's got their own.
Yeah,
if you haven't noticed,
they do. Yeah. I have several really big. Yeah,
and for sure. And I think it's sad because they're ruining it for the little people.
The people, yeah, they don't need to build.
They don't. Yeah. Does Brad Pitt really need a skincare line?
Maybe he should be partnering with you and, yeah, being a spokesperson out of integrity, right?
Or I do not disagree.
Yeah, okay, we'll reach out to him next. You can go find your way into his upstairs. So, by the way, I love you, the clean branding that you have. I mean, how much went into that thought and how you branded New Lastin?
Thank you for asking. I wanted a line that had that tipped the hat to a dermatology feel, but that also would look beautiful on anybody's countertop, so that you could put it out in front of you so that you remember to use it every day. Because consistency is the key to our formulations. You can't just use it and forget it. You don't want to put the serum on once and not use it for another week. So just like brushing your teeth, just like taking your vitamins, I want this to be part of your daily routine. Yep. It should be. And if the packaging represents that and it's not too far gauche or it's not too crazy and it's fairly gender neutral, then people will feel comfortable using it.
That's cool. Very thoughtful.
Thank you.
Kind of wrapping up here, I'm interested in the growth that you have, and to what extent is your growth based on your customers rebuying versus more customers coming in versus expanding your product line? Like, what's propelling your growth?
It's not expanding the product line. We've got three hero SKUs, lash, brow, and hair, and that's been the way since day one. We do sell the skincare, but that is an upsell for people if they've fallen in love with our other products. Skincare is just a really crowded market, and I didn't want to try to compete in the marketplace for that. But we have about 50% returning customers on a subscription platform. But when I first started, I didn't have a subscription platform. The product just worked, so people just kept buying it. And I used to say in the beginning, I don't need that because people know how to reorder.
Huh.
But convenience is a beautiful thing, and we're all so busy, you don't want to run out. So get yourself set up on a recurring order. So the growth, if I were to be acquired, the first thing they're going to look at is what's that recurring revenue look like?
Yeah,
they're
going to
love that.
Mm-hmm. Great. All right. So you're Colorado-based. Why is that? Is it just because you were here, or what's the story?
It was important for me to do as much business as I could in Colorado. And when I set up my office, downtown Pearl Street, Boulder, Colorado, I had my manufacturing in Longmont, my fulfillment center in Littleton, and I would use my buddy who owned Denver Boulder Couriers to courier product from one location to another so that I could get product fresh into people's hands as quickly as possible. And that I was also building businesses here. I used my printer from Colorado. Anything that I could do to support the local community was where I would put my energy and my money, mind you. And it wasn't the least expensive.
Yeah,
I'd pay more for it, but it felt good and it felt right.
Yeah, and it also, you know, I like the idea of being able to work with somebody that you can say hello to, who they can come by, they can buy in with you. And yeah, it's not going to be the cheapest necessarily, but, you know, it is consistent, reliable, trustworthy, and there's something to be said for that.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
The Denver Business Journal awarded me the, I won Colorado Companies to Watch and the Female Entrepreneur of the Year. So there were things that I received because of this, and Boulder gave us the seal, the stamp seal one day just for it. And it felt good when they wrote down how many lives and jobs we had been impacting from New Lastin in the local community and Colorado at large. That's what made me very, very proud.
That's cool. Now, what innovations? You say you've got three hero products, plus the face products, which, what did you call them?
Skincare?
But you called it as something, an add-on category or something.
Oh, more of an upsell.
An upsell, yeah.
For me, it's my foundation, mind you. I haven't not put my skincare on in the last 15 years, morning and night. It's the only skincare that I've ever used. And by the way, I just turned 60 and your listeners can't see me, but I look pretty good.
I guess I'm going to concur. At the risk of, like, I don't know, there's just risk in saying anything right now about that. But listeners, you will see Leah's photo in the promotion of this episode. So there you have it. Now, what kind of innovations, though, are coming that excite you?
We're going to be creating more in the hair care category, scalp care. So scalp is really the biggest thing. And I'd already mentioned that people from stress are starting to lose their hair, environment, aging, the loss of elastin is rampant. So hair care, a scalp treatment, some shampoos and some conditioners, everything that's going to continue supporting your healthy hair journey is where we're going
cool.
with it.
All right. Hey, I'm your host, Dave Tabor. Today on ProCo 360, you've been listening to my conversation with Leah Garcia, the enthusiastic founder and CEO of Neulastin. Leah, glad you could join me here in studio.
Thank you so much. What a fun day.
Yes. And now you have a promo code to invite listeners to try Colorado-based Neulastin. Share it, please.
You'll be able to go to Neulastin.com and go to ProCo 360 and you will get 30% off your first order. And that is huge. I cannot emphasize enough, we rarely do a 30% offer, so that's pretty special.
Good. So enter the promo code PROCO360 and they'll get that 30. Excellent. Hey, listeners, and by the way, this is fun. I like to promote Colorado companies like Neulastin, so thanks for doing that. And I'm glad you're here on ProCo 360, where we say live, work, love Colorado, because you and I and my guests can be successful anywhere and choose Colorado. You make the show successful by subscribing to the ProCo 360 podcast. And if you haven't yet, it's a huge help if you submit a review in your app. Thanks again to show sponsors Via Technologies, Kinsley Meetings, Denver Angels, who connected Leah and me, and Colorado Biz Magazine. That's the show. Live, work, love Colorado.